The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
And for The Last Word on gaming today, we're going to mark 30 years of The Sims. Brian Lloyd from entertainment.ie is with us. 30 years this month since the release of what I think is one of the most popular and enduring game franchise of all time, SimCity.
Yeah.
For those who aren't familiar with it, explain it.
SimCity is an open-world city-building video game which was designed by a chap called Will Wright. And the first game, SimCity, was released in 1989. The success of it has literally continued to this day, but also as well was the fact that SimCity became really an essential tool for town planners and city planners, because I mean essentially the idea of the game is that you literally are given a blank slate of land. You have to zone for residential, commercial and industrial, then provide water, power, policing, fire stations, basically all the amenities that people will expect, and then just deal with the realities of
trying. And that's fun, is it?
It is fun. I know you're looking at me like I've got 20 heads, but
No, actually, I'm not. But it is.
No, I mean, it's fascinating to kind of see, because, like, I mean, speaking of somebody who lives in city centre Dublin, I can tell you that there are times when I'm thinking, who actually planned this city out and thinks that it can actually be done this way? But you kind of have a bit more of, when you actually play the game, you kind of have a bit more of a concept of that it's a very agricultural kind of thing, is in the sense that, like, you can't plan for certain eventualities, you know, that kind of way. In some cases, the economy, and this is the in-game economy, will tank, and then your industrial zones are completely derelict.
Yeah, but tank for what reason? This is one of the most interesting things about SimCity, is that it has got a lot of political criticism.
Completely.
In a basis that it's, I suppose you could say, a very capitalist type approach to how you actually develop cities.
Yeah.
So if you don't invest in a particular way, things go wrong. And then there'll be others who will say, well, that's not the way that you should invest sustainably.
Sure, yeah, no, I mean, definitely. I mean, the game, again, having played it myself, it does kind of give you a sort of boom, bust mentality to it. Like, the idea is that you're trying to ride the crest of the boom, and then when it begins to bust, you just level all the residential things and build the commercial and industrial to get them in. So, like, yeah, it definitely, yeah, from a capitalist perspective, absolutely. Now, I mean, I have yet to play one game that it has a socialist leaning in any kind of way, and if there are out there,
are even sustainable. I mean, for this thing, I mean, because the big thing now with, I suppose, modern day 21st century capitalism, which obviously wouldn't be covered by the start of SimCity, is about building in an environmentally sustainable fashion.
Correct, yeah.
Does it do that?
It does, yeah. I mean, the game actually does penalise you. The original SimCity and SimCity 2000 and even SimCity 3000, which was the sequel beyond that. Yeah, I mean, if you constantly put industrial areas next to residential areas, it would drive the value of the residential areas down. And not only that as well, you'd have to pay for desalination plants, you'd have to pay for water purification. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it really does get that granular.
So
with
who
it.
Gets into this? What age group gets into this?
I was like 16, 17 when I played this. Now, granted, I was a bit of a dweeb back in the day, and I probably still am. But, I mean, it is very much the kind of game, I think, that everyone of every age can play it. Anyone who has a kind of interest in, I guess, you know, social and anthropology and that kind of thing. Now, I know The Sims, which was the game that came out. The spin-off, yeah. That did kind of, people did kind of seem to think that it was more for girls than it was for guys. I personally never bought into that.
Well, it was a Nintendo DS type game.
Yeah.
It was very popular, wasn't
exactly.
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Rather
definitely.
Than actually being a console game.
Yeah, correct, yeah. And like the Nintendo DS did have a bit more, I guess, of a, how would you say, it was more of a casual gaming, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And the idea was that you didn't have to sit down, you didn't have to invest tons of money into getting the equipment. It was just a small little thing that you could carry around with you, open it up and play it. With The Sims as well, the idea behind The Sims was that it was really a case of just, you know, you were controlling people's lives. So as in, they would have, you know, needs. They'd have like literally food counters on the side where they'd need to have something to eat, and then they'd need something to entertain them. So it was a very kind of, I don't know, if you're a bit of a control freak, maybe you got something out of it. But in terms of, you know, the fact that The Sims was more for girls than it was for guys, I think it was because, you know, in The Sims, there was no real antagonist as such. You weren't, you know, fighting to get to the end of a level. You weren't fighting a boss at the end of each experience. It was a case of just continuing it on and on and on. And also as well, I mean, the developers of it were aware of the fact that it was being played more by women as opposed to men, because later expansion packs really kind of played up, like, you know, the soap opera element of The Sims. Like, you're, you know, you're you know, you could have, you know, relationships with the neighbours and stuff like this. It could be affairs and stuff like that. So there was an element to it of, I guess, leaning into the market that were playing it. But no, I mean, it wasn't made specifically for women. Absolutely not. I mean, men could play it just as easily as women could play it. In the same way that kids could play it just as much as adults could play it.
Okay, let's have a bit of audio because some artists re-recorded their songs in Simlish. What exactly was Simlish?
Simlish was this sort of, I guess, murmuring that they used in the game when people were interacting with each other. I think Lily Allen did one where she recorded a version of her song in Simlish.
We don't have that one. We have others. We'll see if people recognise them. We'll name them after we've heard them.
To make a fiber loops, I would diary by Abanoo. Oops, I'm in now. I use a panu, but
okay,
it's kind of like baby talk, isn't it?
Yeah. Mike Posner, Cooler Than Me, of Monsters and Men, Little Talks, Nelly Hot in Here, Katy Perry with Last Friday Night, and of course, the most recognisable one perhaps at the start, Don't You, by the Pussycat Dolls. What was all that about?
Well, I think the idea behind it was that they basically didn't want to make it just be a game for English-speaking people, that French people could play it and German people could play it and Spanish people could play it and Portuguese people could play it. So the idea of having this kind of invented baby talk kind of language meant that they didn't have to pay for localization, but also as well just that, you know, anyone could play it and it didn't really, I mean, you know, dialogue was never a big thing in the game anyway, so it didn't really matter whether you understood what people were saying or not.
Is SimCity really a precursor to Minecraft to a certain extent?
To a certain degree. I mean, Minecraft I would always kind of compare with Lego.
It's for younger,
but also as well, the idea behind Minecraft it is that you literally build it from the ground up. With SimCity, it's more about you try to develop and then allow it to create by itself.
Of course, it started in 2D, though. How has it developed graphically and visually over the years?
Incredibly well. I mean, you look at like the original SimCity, it was just literally pixels, 256-bit pixels. Those are the ones on the really, really old PNCs because this had to run on DOS. But then you bring it up to, you know, The Sims and everything like that, and it's really fully realized in 3D. But again, graphics was never the thing about The Sims or SimCity. It was never the kind of the driving force behind it. Really what it was about was playability and giving players that sense of scale and that sense of control, if you like.
Does it remain popular?
I think it does, yeah. I think it does. I mean, the last couple of Sims haven't been great. I think Sims 3 wasn't the best. But no, I mean,
There is a new Sims every year, though. They still bring out something in the franchise.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I mean, it is very much annualized.
But I think even last year, Sims 4 Get Famous was the one that came out last November.
Yeah. And like, I mean, you can even go back and play SimCity 2000 on the Mac now and everything. It still holds up. You can still play it and still enjoy it a lot. Like, so even, and again, this is going back to my earlier point, you know, the graphics may look a bit trite and a bit kind of dated, but the playability is still there.
We leave it there. Brian Lloyd from entertainment.ie. Thank you for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.